Hello, this is your host, Walter Latham, and welcome to the Walt Weekly. This week, we're going to talk about why Black folks can't protest effectively, why they cannot affect change. So stay with us. I think this will be a good episode, and we'll be right back. Thank you. It has always puzzled me why we have not been able to affect change utilizing our right to assemble and protest peacefully. Why is it that other groups can come together and protest and produce change or compromise? The only difference that is evident to me is perseverance, consistency, and being relentless. For example, take for instance the Yellow Jacket movement in France. Every weekend, these guys came together like clockwork. They marched until the government was willing to compromise and make changes that were in line with their objectives. So, what is the difference between them and us? Well, to be perfectly honest, the following represents the differences to me as I interpret them. First thing is, they were consistent. People participated. People did not lose interest. People did not bury their heads in the sand. And people were not afraid to lose their jobs. Lack of cohesion. They had cohesion. They didn't lack it. They had it. Failure to develop an agenda. They had an agenda and they kept coming and coming and coming every weekend to make sure that that agenda was executed. The issues facing the Black American run deep and cannot change without refusing to accept the injustices. Just look around you. Other groups have lost respect in our ability to stand up and call out these issues that face us. What is 1,000 protesters when we have over 50 million Black Americans in this country? We can't afford to just sit here and take it. Aren't you tired? Or do you think God is going to change things for the better? I believe God is with those who make sacrifices. And nothing is gained in this life without sacrifice. I am not trying to lecture you. And I always tell y'all guys that. I'm not trying to lecture you. I'm giving you food for thought. But I like to call out what I see. Now, think about it. Think about it. And ask yourself, am I doing my duty to make things better for future generations? The problems in our society run deep. They run deep. They were cultivated and evolve over centuries. If you look back at the civil rights movement, it took time and constant banging against that wall to gain what we currently enjoy as Black folks in this country. But as you know, what we gained is only a fraction of what is needed to bring us up to par with others. There's another important factor that plays into maintaining the current normal. The news that we watch, whether national or local, is written and produced by white folks. At minimum, they have the final say on what we hear and see. So groups like the Black Liberation Movement have been removed from the public discourse. Did you ever ask yourself why? But let's get back to the protest. I have been in situations where, and I've been afraid to comment or participate in political discussions with two kids, a house, and a dog. I decided that the risk was not worth it. That has a lot to do with the family that moves to the suburbs and not wanting to rock the boat for fear that their employer may see something that they posted online and take a dim view, and then there will be repercussions that will be negative to that employee. And the fact that that lifestyle that they're living can be taken away from them, just stripped right away. Just stripped away. Everything they work hard for can just be taken from them because of a viewpoint of freedom and equality. We as people have to dig deep to come up with solutions to these problems, or we will not survive. Don't fool yourself. We will not survive. There are elements in this world that want us gone or relegated to a place of subjugation. That's what they want. That's where they think we belong. Servants. Subjugated. I do have good news for you guys. I have every confidence in our young folks. They will change the world. I am therefore optimistic that change is going to come sooner rather than later. And please don't sing, "We Shall Overcome." We don't want any handouts. What we want as U.S. citizens is the entitlement, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Nothing more, nothing less. Thank you, and I'll see you next week. This is Walter Latham, the host of The Walt Weekly. I would like to thank you guys again for joining us. And just to reiterate, we are on various platforms, iTunes, Spotify, the Podbeam app, Google Play. So please like, subscribe, and let me have your comments. Thanks a lot, and have a good week. Bye-bye.